It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut Four. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Kaneko.
Hi, welcome back, Dakota.
Thank you very much. You did a very good job.
Thank
in my
you.
Absence.
We missed you, but we had fun.
I listened. You didn't miss me. I honestly took a little bit of offense to it, to be perfectly real with you. We also have Michael Clare joining us from Los Angeles. Mr. Clare, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Did I mispronounce that? Is it Mitchell? It might be Mitchell.
Yeah, it's Mitchell.
Okay.
It's an old family name.
Yeah.
It's been handed down for generations. But yeah, I was a little offended, but I was going to bring it up off air. I didn't want to embarrass you on your week back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mitchell. But let's move on. I was in Florida. I'm now back. Thank you for holding down the fort.
Of course. I was pretty jealous, honestly, that I was not also in Florida.
It was really nice. It
sounded
warm.
Great.
Warm. I was on
you know
the
what?
Beach.
It was warm here, too.
And that's true.
But
and then I got
no
back,
beach.
And it was cold and
you
rainy.
You brought the cold with you.
Yeah.
That's obviously what happened.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, that's my life. I bring the cold with me. People tell me that all the time. I assume they mean it positively, right? No. We got a lot to get to. I don't know why I'm talking to you about Florida because there's just too much happening
it in
baseball.
My God.
It's spring training. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes.
What was the coolest thing you saw while you were there?
The coolest thing I saw, probably, I think my honestly my favorite thing I saw is Adam Jones of the Orioles. His walk up song, which I don't know if I knew this or what, is California Love by Tupac.
Awesome.
Which is an excellent walk up song, and he should be very proud. So I saw that, and I was like, "Good job!" That was my favorite thing I saw at spring training. But yeah, it happened. Baseball's happening. I can attest to that. Some of you only have seen it maybe on TV, or you've only heard reports, but I can confirm firsthand that there is baseball being played right now. Just want to get that
the
out there.
Rumors are true.
The rumors are true.
No, you know what? You're just part of the man's game. Everything I've been watching on MLB TV is all in some warehouse in the caucus. I don't believe any of it, okay?
Claire,
None of it.
I know that you're a spring training truther, but I'm here to debunk that. I feel responsibility to do that. But we got a lot to get to. We're going to talk a bit about some major league competition. Mm-hmm. And about what maybe we are better at than Major League Baseball players. Spoiler alert,
Nothing. It
is a very short list. We're also going to discuss some MLB traditions and what might happen if you attempt to do them in your office. Don't. Just a little word of advice there. And then we're going to imagine our worst minor league theme nights. The absolute worst evening of promotions that we can imagine a minor league baseball team having. But before we get to all of that, we got to do it. I'm back. Gemma had her week of torturing the rest of the Cut Forecast.
It was fun. I liked my quiz.
And now it's my turn. That's right. It's the Cut Forecast pop quiz. Yours was good.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is better, and I'll tell you why.
I doubt it. Does it involve bunnies and hamsters and micro pigs?
It does not involve micro pigs or any of the Major League Baseball animals, but what it does involve is Jeopardy. That's right. We're going back to the Jeopardy archive, and we're going to do a baseball category of real questions from an episode of Jeopardy. Now, Gemma, if you're listening, as you're probably aware, was a contestant on Jeopardy.
God, I don't know why
Therefore,
I keep bringing this up.
She should be great at this.
Well, not really, because I wasn't great on the show. So
you know, we'll find out. So, Claire, do you feel confident in your Jeopardy ability?
No. Anytime I've watched it like with people, and they're like, "God, you know, I said I could do so great on Jeopardy," and I'm like, "Oh yeah." They are like, "Oh, I know that one," and I go, "Oh yeah. I would have had that one too. I just, you know, I'm not good on the buzzer."
Yeah.
This is going to be a real blow to my confidence. I can already feel it. I'm already getting I'm in relegation zone in my trivia league. So.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pushing out my glasses like the biggest nerd I can.
Yeah, it's fun to do that. All right, so let's dig in to the Cut Forecast pop quiz. The category is also a baseball team. I will read to you something, a list of things maybe, and it is also a baseball team in addition to being what it is.
Gotcha.
I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we'll do this We'll do the first four. You'll each do two, and then the last one will be a tiebreaker if it comes to that.
Great.
All right, Gemma, since you're the Jeopardy expert, we'll start with you. Actually, no, we'll start with Claire because it's the easier question.
There you go.
All right, Claire. Here we go. Also a baseball team. Question, and remember, answer in the form of a question. So the answer is Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. The category is also a baseball team.
Who are the Orioles?
No.
Who are the Angels, man?
That's right. All right, so not a good start for you, Claire. All right, here we go. Yeah. Gemma, here's yours. Don Quixote thought the windmills were these.
What are giants?
That's correct. All right, Claire, you need to get this one to stay in.
That was not in the form of a question. Therefore, that is
I said, what are giants?
She said, what are giants?
I said,
Claire.
What are giants?
Claire, you know, hear the Cut Forecast is pretty good. You should try listening to it.
you should listen to it back after.
Yeah. All right.
You know what?
You got this one.
You need to get this next one, and I will warn you, this is the hardest one. So just be advised. Numbers like 1, 2, and 7,012.
That's the clue?
That's the clue.
1, 2, 7,012. 1, 2, 7,012. Who are the Reds?
No. Gemma?
This is a guess that I think is probably wrong.
What?
But what are Expos? Like, short for exponents?
No. I like where you're going with that. It's Cardinals. They're Cardinal numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, of course. That is hard, though.
Well, what's the 7,012?
It's a Cardinal number.
Look it up. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what they are. we're terrible. All right. Claire, we'll give you this other one just to see, because you've already lost.
No.
You should get this one. No, you'll get this one. You'll get this one.
Great pop quiz.
Here's the answer. Also baseball team. Answer. Split zygotes.
What was that? Split zygote?
Yeah. Split zygotes.
Split zygotes?
What did you say?
Zygotes. Like Z-Y-G-O-T-E-S.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. And then... who are the twins?
That's right.
Yay.
There you go. All right. Gemma's already won, but whoever can get this last one right. Icteris galbula songbirds. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but like Alex Trebek, I will persevere as though I am.
Is it the Orioles?
It is the Orioles. Yes. So Gemma won that category.
Yes. I just want you to know that in an episode I saw, very close. One of the episodes that was taping while I was there, the answer to one of the questions was Joss Whedon, and he said Josh in a couple of takes.
Oh.
We had to take it back.
Uh-oh, Alex.
So just like Alex, occasionally you mispronounce things.
Yeah, clearly. All right, well, that was good. Claire, you got owned. You definitely
I really did.
You were definitely Mitchell Claire on that version of the pop quiz.
I would just like to go back to that first answer. As soon as you said Raphael, I could only think
Turtles.
Of Raphael Palmero. And I stopped listening to the rest of the clue and then was just like, oh, God, that's got to be Raphael Palmero. I hope the rest of the clue fits.
One of the questions in my trivia league was all these institutions with these names teach what thing? And one of the names was Mendoza, and it was like the only name I could fixate on. So I was like, how to bat exactly 215. That was wrong, but that was my answer.
Yeah. Okay, well, that did not go great.
I feel great.
Yeah, Gemma, it went great for Gemma. So she'll get to go last when we sum up the podcast into 140 characters at the end of the show. So... let's get to our first topic. This week in Marlins camp, Bartholomew Bonds. I don't know. What is Barry short for?
Barreled.
Is his name just Barry? Barreled.
Barreled Bonds.
Barreled Bonds. formerly of the San Francisco Giants, now a hitting coach for the Marlins, participated in a team run scoring contest. It's been clarified. It was a contest where members of the Marlins were attempting to score as many runs as possible. Home runs were part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit a significant number of home runs. Allegedly, hit four, but allegedly it was more than, say, Giancarlo Stanton hit in said contest. That is unconfirmed but confirmed. We'll put it that way. And so that is a former major league player doing something better than a current major league player, which is pretty cool. Although it's Barry Bonds, so it's not like the most surprising thing in the world that he's able to hit more home runs than other people, but it is. So it got us wondering, is there anything in the world that we are vastly inferior to Barry Bonds, could do better than a baseball player at? So Gemma, why don't we start with you? What is there something that you think you could do better than a baseball player?
Well, not anything baseball related, obviously. I remember we were talking about podcast topics once, and it was like, which baseball player would you want on your rec league softball team? Like, literally any baseball player. It's also sort of how I feel about this question, is that I think there are some things that I could do better than most baseball players, but probably not all of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, my talents tend towards, I'm pretty good at cooking, but apparently so is Phil Hughes, you know, making kimchi for right. Gung Ho Park and hanging out and making taco cookies with his fiance. Like, clearly he's got the things that I feel like I might be good at on lock, so I don't know if I could defeat Phil Hughes in these things. Pretty good at trivia, not good enough to compete on a high level in the trivia world, though, so I feel like any baseball players who are also into it will probably give me a fair match.
Yeah.
However, I do think, like, probably 80% of the time I could beat a baseball player at, like, Trivial Pursuit or something.
Okay.
That's the thing that I think I could probably do. I mean, I also read really fast, so I could probably, like, timed read a book faster than most baseball players, but it depends on the book, honestly, and how they feel about it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is, I feel like, a really tough question.
Right. Because
there's so many Major League Baseball players.
Yes, and they all have all these talents, and just because they're athletes, even if it's a hobby, they probably are way more committed to it than anyone would be anyway, because they already have this drive to be the best.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, you cook a lot. I do think that you would probably be better at it than most Major League Baseball players.
I do cook a lot. However, I mean, when I was talking to Max Scherzer last year, he was talking about how he makes all this crazy stuff like paellas and gumbos and everything. And
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That sounds so great, though. I mean,
they could be inferior.
I did not eat any of this food, so I don't know if it was delicious.
Have pride in your cooking ability. Be confident.
I think I could probably, with a selection of like a league average cook, win at Chopped against three league average MLB cooks.
Do you also think that, like, if you were given like a secret ingredient, like if you did like walked in with against, you know, Max Scherzer, and the two of you had to cook with something neither of you were prepared to cook, do you think you would have the knowledge to do a better job?
I do. I think that probably just because he travels a lot and probably doesn't, you know, choose his own menu a lot of the time, whereas I just eat whatever all the time because I have nothing in my life except for food. So
that's the thing. You would be better at cooking competition.
All right. We talked around.
We figured it out.
Yes.
All right. Claire, what do you got?
Well, I'm very much in Gemma's camp, as was proven when I went to the Angels stadium last year to try on some shoes. I was only faster than one major league player ever. So what I would, there's two things I'd be better than, I think, major league players. One, words per minute, all right? They spent their time in the batting cage. I spent my time with Mavis Beacon. There's no way they're coming close on me with that. And then the other thing is, baseball players are not only really good at working out, they're probably, like, addicted to it, where if they, like, go a day and they don't work out, they probably are like, oh god, I feel like, oh, I just feel bad. I am an expert at being like, I'm just gonna hang out on the couch and play video games. So I think I'd beat them at that too.
Just not working out, that's awesome. Like, how many days could you go without working out and you would just win? That's a great contest.
They'd be like, oh, I feel so gross, like my muscles are atrophying. I'd be like, whatever, man, I'm ordering takeout.
Well, see, but here's the thing, is if it's just the general concept of not working out, sure, I'll agree with that. But, like, the thing you're doing instead of working out, I still think they're better than you at. So, like, playing video games. Well, they're better than you at playing video games. We've seen that, because I originally thought FIFA, and then I was like, well, no, obviously I'm not better at FIFA than, like, Yasiel Puig is great at FIFA. I've seen that. And so, like, they're better at video games because they have more time to play video games.
Oh, man, that's a really good point. So I would beat them at not working out, but they are maximizing their time when not working out.
Right. And, like, you said takeout. Well, they have like chefs and stuff who prepare food for them, and like they have the food they eat in the clubhouse and everything. Like,
but that, if you want to eat like wheat bulger and I don't know, bean salmon, fine. But,
bean salmon?
I don't know.
I don't know your highfalutin foods.
What is a bean salmon?
I just want a cheeseburger fried inside of pizza.
Wait, fries? I don't think they're getting that. Inside of pizza?
Yeah, Claire, that sounds vile. No, please don't ever cook me anything. That's terrible.
With a fried egg on top, you know, to keep it juicy.
Well, yeah, anything with a fried egg is good. I'll give you that. Okay, so I obviously had a really hard time with this, and I immediately regretted suggesting this as a topic, because I was like, there's literally nothing that I can do better than a baseball player. As we were just talking about, like, I thought about video games. No. I thought blogging. I was like, I'm a blogger. It can be better. But the Players Tribune exists, and they're all great bloggers. So clearly, I'm not a better blogger than any of the Major League Baseball players.
Right, for a second, I was like, oh, like, sometimes I'm good at tweets, and then I realized I'm not that good at tweets. And also, so many baseball players are so much better at tweets than all of us.
Yeah, like Phil Hughes again. Really good at Twitter.
Yeah.
So I just, it's really frustrating. So I landed on a specific video game, because I feel like I am really good at this video game. And I have a story to go along with it. So I put Mario Party.
Which Mario Party? Anyone from the...
Any of them, but there was one. I think it's like 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. I forget which one it is. But the story to go along with this was that I owned it, and I played it an awful lot. And then I got to college, and I was like, hey, college friends, I know we play Super Smash Brothers, but I'm bad at that. Let's play a Mario Party. And they're like, okay. And we played, and the first two or three times we played, I completely dominated them in the game.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, this is not fun. And so in the next round of the game, they all teamed up against me and attacked me the entire time. They named themselves Team Freedom. I did not get like a single star or whatever the point system is. And I angrily stormed out of the room because I was a college freshman, and I flipped the board.
You flipped the board, the virtual board.
I was I was not a very good loser.
That's
at that
hilarious.
Point in time. But so that, I feel like, is something that I could do better than a Major League Baseball player, but I think that's probably it.
I would love to watch that. I would sell tickets, cheap tickets, to this event where you played Mario Party against a selection of four
no one random. Would pay for tickets to watch me play Mario Party.
You never know if the baseball players were interesting enough, and then it was
that's
like
true.
It became this underdog story of how this blogger defeated them. It'd be great.
The blogger. Yeah, people are cheering for the blogger, not the baseball players that they know and love. Yeah, that's terrible. We all are terrible.
Yeah, we all have no skills or talents.
Oh my God, this was sad. This was a sad section of the Cut Forecast. Let's get out of it. We
all
still
right,
can.
Let's move on.
So, this is one of those things that I think about a lot when I watch baseball, which is that there's stuff that happens in a baseball game that if it happened anywhere else would be kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
The MLB Snapchat folks do this all the time with their MLB IRL. If you follow MLB on Snapchat, you'll see that. One of the things that got us sort of thinking about this was this week, the Astros sideline reporter, Julia Morales, was doing an interview from the dugout or a stand-up from the dugout, and a bunch of the Astros players were like throwing sunflower seeds at her. And it was funny, and she handled it like the professional that she is and kept giving her awesome interview. But, like, it's one of those things that, like, if I just threw sunflower seeds at you, Gemma, while we were trying to work, I feel like I would probably be fired.
Eventually,
yeah. Because that is not an okay thing to do to a coworker. And so it got us thinking, like, what are some other things that are, like, tradition in MLB that are fun and that are cool, but that if you attempted to do it in, like, you know, your bank office or whatever, you would be asked to leave. Claire, why don't we start with you?
So, obviously, I think this is probably the first one everybody thinks, but baseball players spend a lot of time in towels.
Yeah.
Wandering around, showering, just getting nude in front of other people. And while I, you know, work in Los Angeles and in my spacious solo Cut 4 office, I could be wearing a towel right now and no one would know. But if I came to the New York office and showed up in a towel, I'm not sure HR would be very lenient.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Yeah, that's
nor,
definitely
nor
true.
Nor us. Forget HR.
Well,
we would not be very lenient with you.
And then, I mean, you know, also at the end of the game, baseball players are very sweaty.
Yes.
And if I was sweating that much, I'm not sure if I'd be fired, but I think it would come to, like, maybe you should see a doctor and then just call in. You work from home. That's work from home. You're sweating just so much. The elevator floor is slick when you get off. Ew, just work ew. From home.
That is disgusting.
Just sweating so much just from blogging. Just from blogging so much.
Yeah. Just all those words per minute.
Yeah.
That's really
hey,
got
man.
You sweating.
Comes at a cost.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all very weird. Gemma, what are the MLB traditions that you would, if you attempted to do in this office, we would ask you to depart?
Well, okay, so the Nats aren't doing this anymore, but they used to celebrate major things by dumping chocolate, squirting each other with chocolate syrup.
Right.
Other teams, obviously, you know, pouring the cooler on whoever, that's a big thing. I just can't imagine anyone lasting for more than 10 minutes if they walked into an office and just started squirting condiments and dumping liquids on their coworkers. Like, whoa, that email was so great! Like, pour a cooler on them. Be like, well, you ruined my computer, so I guess this is done now. Like, you have to buy a new computer. Now we have ants because you squirted chocolate syrup all over the floor. Like, this is horrifying.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty bad. One lesser thing that I'm not necessarily, I mean, I feel like you wouldn't get fired for this, but someone would find a reason to fire you, and it would be because of this, even though it would be not necessarily on the official paperwork, is if you just sang at the same time every day. Like, sang a really annoying earworm at the same time really loudly every day.
Like this during the seventh inning stretch,
yes.
You sang?
Yeah. Yes. So if you decided you were going to sing the entirety, you know, of Sweet Caroline every day at a certain time, I think that eventually you would be fired, and that would be the reason that they would be like, because of punctuality issues.
See, the other version of that, of course, is if before you started working every day you sang the national anthem, everyone would look at you like a great American. And that would be cool. And then on days that, like, Canadians were in the office, you could also sing O Canada.
But then the question is, would you also take your lunch break to sing God Bless America?
Only on Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not even working, so it's fine. You don't
yeah,
have to do
yeah,
it.
Exactly. You do it
all
in
right,
your home.
Right. Yeah. My final option was hot foot. Like, probably don't do that.
I had that too.
Yeah.
I had that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Setting fire to somebody's shoes, probably. Like,
probably.
That would, and you'd be in jail
yeah,
at that
arrested.
Point, probably.
Definitely
yeah.
Arrested.
You'd be ass to leave. So I had the hot foot. I also put flipping your bat after doing so. Like, if I sent an awesome email, and then I just threw my laptop into the air and yelled as I did it. Like, we obviously love bat flips. We would not love to do that on a laptop. That would not be okay.
That would sort of be hilarious, though. I kind of want you to do it now.
Yeah, no. The other thing I thought, I have a whole bunch here, but another one I thought, spitting in your hands. David Ortiz spits in his hands and claps them together before he swings. And if I spit into my hands before I wrote a blog post, I feel like the people sitting next to us in our office would not be very pleased.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, that guy is gross.
I think you can get
please,
away with that. That
please go away.
Yeah.
I feel like you should do that. Just like give yourself like, oh man, have you seen that guy down there? Like, he's got this like weird blogging thing, but it works. Like magic.
His blog posts
that's
are always
true.
So good.
Well, I guess that's if I was to blogging what David Ortiz is to baseball,
it probably
then
be
theoretically
right.
I would
can
get a pass.
Can anyone be to blogging what David Ortiz is to baseball?
That's I doubt.
Don't even think
doubtful.
That's possible.
Yeah, that's wow. I also had just rubbing pine tar all over various items of clothing that you have. That seems something that like if I showed up to work and I just had pine tar all over like a hat I was wearing.
Oh man, especially if you didn't wash it. Like,
right.
Some guys don't wash their hats all season.
People will be like, that's gross, go away, you are weird.
We have to talk to you about this.
Yeah. Here's another one. Just watching baseball every day for like your whole, that's all you're doing. You're not doing anything else, only watching baseball for like 4 hours. That would probably get you fired, I feel like.
I feel like we do watch games.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Don't tell
at
anyone.
At our job.
Don't tell anyone. But no, it's that seemed like something that's, you know. And then last but not least, failing at your job like 70% of the time seems like something that would get you fired in literally any other industry. So like, you know, somebody hits 300, that's great. It means they were out 700. That's not good.
Yeah,
so like if I made like an error 70% of the time when I was like editing your work, I would not be here anymore.
That is very
think about that.
That's very true. You're very right. That's definitely the most correct assertion that any
However,
of us have ever made.
The reason you need to edit our work Dakota, is because we are making those errors 70% of the time.
Yes, that's true. We don't need to let everyone know how the sausage is made, Claire. That's too real. That's too real for all of us. But yeah, I think what really the moral of all of this is just don't pretend that you're playing baseball while you're in your office job. That is a mistake.
Yes, don't do it. It's unsafe.
Yeah,
just play baseball if you want to set people's shoes on fire and fail 70% of the time.
Yeah, go be a baseball player. That is what you need to do instead of working as an insurance adjuster.
So in your bank office, as you put it earlier.
Office. Whatever. Yeah, your apologies bank to is. If you do work in the financial sector. I know your job is not inherently boring, but you're making more money than the rest of us, so I'm going to make fun of you for it.
That's true.
Let's move on here to our last topic. So I forget which minor league affiliate it is, but they're holding
A's.
It's the A's minor league affiliate is holding a promotional evening in honor of asparagus. It is asparagus night. They're wearing asparagus jerseys. There's asparagus themed things happening over the course of the evening. And if you like asparagus, more power to you. I do not. And thus, to me, that is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Gemma, do you like asparagus?
I do like asparagus.
See, so this is tailored to you. This is a great idea, right?
I don't necessarily know that I would still want to go to a minor league night that was... I like a vegetable, but, like, what is an asparagus-themed thing? Do I have to go and eat asparagus instead of fries or, like, hot dogs? Because I'm at a ball game. I don't want to eat a vegetable.
I know, but there...
This is counter to what... However, I do sort of enjoy the vague surrealism of just dudes wearing asparagus jerseys.
Well, right.
That's pretty funny.
And people do... Those who love asparagus will love this evening.
Who loves asparagus
I simply
much?
Don't Ooh. Love it. I'm My reasoning
I
for
love
saying
asparagus.
It's...
Not, asparagus!
Thank okay. Claire, Claire, tell us. Tell us about... This is for you. Tell us about how much you're excited about this event.
Well, beyond the fact that I love asparagus and I can see some sort of like pork roll sandwich with like chopped asparagus in it, it's the Stockton Ports and they grow a ton of asparagus up there. Like, it's not only like a cool, weird thing where people get to wear like these absurd, almost Dada-esque asparagus jerseys, but it's like, hey, this is what Stockton does. We grow asparagus here.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. I like celebrating something
cool.
local like that.
That is cool. But
yeah.
I need to reiterate that I personally hate asparagus.
It's delicious.
Well,
you're
wrong. Best vegetable.
Claire doesn't even like vegetables, and he's talking about asparagus.
Well, either way, asparagus night is, I guess it's a fine idea if you like asparagus. For me, it's a nightmare. But it got us thinking, what are actually, like, not just my opinion, but what are objectively terrible ideas for minor league baseball night? Because I may not like asparagus night, but that's a pretty good idea, especially when you hear Claire's info about it being an asparagus-growing area. That's really cool. What is not cool? What is the worst minor league theme night that you can imagine? Claire, let's start with you.
Okay, so I've got two. The first one is a simple one. It's a night called What's That Smell? And every inning, they pipe a new disgusting odor throughout the stadium.
Okay.
And the first person who can both identify what it is and locate the source of it wins a prize.
Okay, is the prize they get to leave?
Oh, what's that?
Is the prize that they get to leave?
No. But then they get to go into like a special suite that smells sweet and nice. And so they're sort of like protected, sort of Hunger Games-esque. If you can succeed and find the putrid vomit odor, you get to go up to a suite and avoid it all and look down from your glassed-in box on all the suffering fans below you.
Yeah, wow. Okay, that's terrible.
That's really dystopian.
That is objectively terrible. I agree with that. What's your other one?
So my second one is what we talk about when we talk about baseball night, a celebration of Raymond Harper. And rather than walk-up music, the PA announcer reads selected quotes from Raymond Harper's work.
Okay,
Birdman.
So, you know, it just makes everybody, like, really kind of sad. And, you know, like, you'll hit a home run, and rather than, like, everybody clapping, like, just, like, you know, someone reads a Raymond Carver work, and it's just like, okay, I'm not really, really happy right now. I'm kind of sad, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so I think that would be not the best.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
That sounds very
That's
bleak.
A terrible night.
But I'd also go. Like, I would probably go to
I wouldn't
that.
Go. I would go to either
go.
Of those.
I would not go to What's That Smell Night. Absolutely not. Would go to Raymond, what we talk about when we talk about baseball night.
That's terrible. I hate that.
I couldn't help it.
I hate that more than anything. Gemma, I hate that more than I hate asparagus. Gemma, what is your horrible, horrible minor league theme night?
I also came up with a few. One I'll be real quick about because I sort of realized that it wouldn't necessarily be horrible if you spun it the right way. So I tried to think of things that are boring, that no one wants to hear about or take any interest in. So the first thing I thought of was how to make spreadsheets. That's not fun.
Okay.
But then I thought, well, actually, if you want to get to know things about stats that you might not know about, you could watch it happen in front of you, and maybe that's how you learn how to like learn more about baseball stats.
It's
and
true.
That could be kind of cool for like a fun nerd night. So, it,
like all Sabermetrics fans, you could enjoy watching spreadsheets instead of
yes,
the game.
Yes, exactly. So making it accessible, making our nerdery accessible. But then, so I was like, okay, I got to discard that one. So then I thought the worst theme night would be to talk about your dreams night, which is when you are required to ask the people sitting on both sides of you what they dreamed about the night before, and everyone shares this, and it projects instead of walk-up music, you would hear players just telling what they had dreamed about the night before, just every inning, and then you get the worst thing, like the worst thing to take home would just be like a dream catcher, because no one, just don't hang dream catchers in your... Just don't.
I liked it when I was like 12. I had
yes.
a dream catcher.
Unless you made it in a summer camp, just stop. So you get a dream catcher, and then you would get a dream diary with a team logo on it, and it would be like the pages would be black, and you'd have to write on it with gel pen. And it would be the worst. That's one.
Wait, here's an interesting part of that though. Like, I agree, I don't want to talk to anybody about what their dreams were. I would be interested to hear what Major League Baseball players dream about.
Okay, but it's a minor league promotion night, and also I feel like it might be interesting the first time through the lineup.
The second time
through the lineup,
they'll be
like,
weirder. They'll be dream deep cuts.
I dreamed that I bought cornflakes, but they were the wrong brand, and then I didn't have any hair, like the end, and you would just hear that.
But I
forever.
Could then use that to just create elaborate personas
right.
in my mind.
Okay, so I did
are.
Think that knowing more about minor leaguers could be kind of fun. So again, here's my worst idea now. Highway construction night.
All right.
It starts before you get to the ballpark.
Okay.
So the highway is under construction on your way there. Just every entrance is going to detour you somewhere. It's basically a maze of traffic signs.
Okay.
Random potholes. And then when you finally get there, the game has been over for 4 hours.
That is terrible.
Yes.
But
wow.
I will say,
I'm stressed and angry just hearing about it, and I don't have to go anywhere near it.
But I do like that your theme night is helping to replenish America's infrastructure. I think that's a positive that comes out of it. So even though I wouldn't enjoy going, I would like to know that it's happening, that we are performing work on our roads. I would appreciate that.
Wow, that's very civic-minded of you.
Yeah, I think so. Well, so I...
Are you running for office? Is that why you need to make that clear?
Yes, I am running for office.
Is this your announcement?
Yeah,
that
this
you're
is it. I've formed an exploratory committee. So I came up with a minor league theme night, and like you, I decided to come at this first with, like, what do people hate?
Yes.
And then adapt from there. But I wound up coming up with a minor league theme night that I actually think is amazing. So I think I lose this.
Okay, what is
but
it?
But here's what it is. It's on April 15, and it's tax night.
Uh-huh.
And the team wears jerseys that look like suits. And everyone has to help do the players' super complex taxes because they play in various different cities and states. And so paying their taxes is really hard. If you give the team the shirt off your back, your tickets are free. There's a cover band that comes out to play the Beatles' Taxman during the seventh inning stretch. I think that would be fun. And then instead of a mascot race, it's a chase where the mascots are dressed up like members of the IRS and they have to catch Al Capone.
You said you thought this was a bad idea, but then you thought it was a good idea?
I now think it's the best idea.
Claire does not think it's a good idea.
Tell me you would not want to go to this minor league team
night. Can you hear that in his voice? He does not think it's a good idea.
I have to do other people's taxes?
Yeah.
That's torture. I don't think at the Geneva Convention you can have this night.
But they're really complicated taxes.
That's what?
That's not selling your point.
And and you can get in for free. You just have to take off your shirt.
I truly feel that would make things worse for the baseball players, though. Because they would be like, oh, some Yahoo is going to try to do my taxes, and I'm going to come out. And then the IRS are going to be chasing me next year because I let some random shirtless dude, like, probably let this guy playing George Harrison in the Beatles cover band do my taxes.
Yeah.
Ruined.
I failed to see the flaw in this evening of baseball. It's
what
great.
What about this? You get four people who are currently being audited by the IRS.
Yeah.
And they do the race. And if you win the race and the IRS agent chasing you doesn't catch you. Oh, yeah, there's an IRS agent chasing you. If you win the race and you're not caught by the IRS agent, your audit's done.
Oh,
that
that's
would,
good.
That would get you know, a certain group of fans who might need to win a race. Want...
That definitely adds your like weird dystopic future
yes,
element to it.
That's what I was going
to
say. You love the dystopia.
Yeah, you really do. I feel like it's playful. It's playful, minor league tax yes. night. I like it being on April 15th, too. I think that's fun.
Yes, even though I think taxes this year are due April 18th.
Shh.
File your taxes.
Shh. File your taxes, everyone. Do it. All right.
I take it back. Other than, as long as I don't have to do someone's taxes, this is actually a very fun idea.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess that part we could probably avoid, I guess. All right, well, here, this was fun, I guess.
It was fun.
Sort of. I don't
it
know.
Was. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad Claire's here. It's great.
I know, I do like having Claire here, but it's that time where now we have to summarize the entire podcast into 140 characters, one tweet that captures the essence of our pod. Claire, since you were a disaster in the pop quiz, you have to go first. What have you got?
All right. So, all right, here we go. I'm spitting on my hands before I make my speech. Hear the human noise we sat there making, not one of us moving, : worst minor league promotions and more, # cut forecast.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That clearly got a Google assist, so
yes.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe he has a Raymond Carver tattoo on his arm.
No,
or carries
doesn't.
Around a note from Raymond Carver in his wallet for 40 years or however long.
For 40 years.
However
Claire?
Long Michael Keaton did in that movie. Yeah. I don't know. It was the worst thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right, I would...
Yeah, that was Google. That was definitely Google.
I would mute you. All right, Gemma.
I'm not going next. I won trivia.
Fine, I'll go next. Fine. Okay, here's my tweet. I've been fired, period. You can now find me playing Mario Party at # MILB tax night.
That sounds really sad.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
I would have to tweet back and be like, oh no, are you okay?
Yeah, that's not, I mean, I feel like that's an accurate summary of the pod. I don't know. Beat it. Fine.
I mean, I don't think I can beat Claire's because it was so well composed.
Yeah.
But I think mine will be, don't squirt chocolate syrup on your coworkers. That's how you get ants. # cut forecast.
That's
link.
Good. That is a good one.
Yes.
Yours is
that's
the best
good.
One. If you're listening and you think you have a better tweet, which you may not this week, please tweet it at us at cut4 with the # cut4cast. We'll retweet the best ones. We'll favorite the slightly less good ones, and we'll personally ridicule the bad ones. You can follow us on Twitter at cut4. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. You can read everything that we write at mlb.com/cut4. Gemma, what are you working on that you're excited about?
Man, there's so much exciting. There was so much stuff. I've been off for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I haven't really put up anything terribly exciting recently.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I know.
Great. You're terrible. Claire, what do you got coming up that you're excited about?
I'm obsessed with the World Baseball Classic, so I've actually had that on in the background. It's amazing. So last night or this morning, I got up a piece on a few players that you should be looking out for. A certain shortstop for Spain is this amazing defender, so everybody go check that out. And then because you're talking about minor league promos, I've been diving deep, and we should have a post soon on the weirdest and best ones so that you can travel through the middle of the country getting weird free stuff.
That's exciting.
I want to do that.
A roundup of the best minor league promotions. That's coming up on mlb.com/cut4. If you go to iTunes and if you search for the Cut4 Cast, you can subscribe to us there. And then we
me, Gemma, our rotating cast of characters will arrive on your phone or listening device just free of charge. We'll be there. It's amazing. The future that we live in is amazing. And while you're on our iTunes page, if you would like to write us a review, you can do that, and we will read it on the Cut 4 cast. 1 to 5 stars. We will read it. We promise. I think that's about it. Gemma, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming back.
Well, could have abandoned us. I thought about not coming back, but I decided to at the last minute. Claire, thank you for joining. I'm sorry, Mitchell. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for getting my name right. It's been, 2.5 years, so thank you for finally getting it right. And always fun chatting with you guys.
Yeah, thanks. But mostly, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.